You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
We're talking global phenomenon. K-pop demon hunters. It's topping the Netflix charts in 93 countries. 106 million views later. And people are saying, is there something spiritual here?
Yeah. And while the world is screaming, representation, visuals, soundtrack, the Christian corner of the internet is whispering, wait, is this secretly Christian?
So we watched it.
We did.
And as Christians, yeah, we're conflicted.
Totally conflicted.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Very conflicted. Mm-hmm. There's power in discernment. Yeah. Just because it shows demons doesn't mean it's teaching us how to fight them in truth.
So the film deals with demons, spiritual warfare, and identity crisis. That's like not small stuff.
Big stuff.
Yeah. So I get why some Christians are saying, there must be something here. But here's my honest take. Just because something is spiritual doesn't necessarily mean that it is biblical.
Yep. In fact, the Bible warns about false spiritualities all the time. Just take a look at 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14.
Yeah.
Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. There's power in discernment.
Yeah.
Just because they show demons doesn't mean they're telling us how to fight them in truth.
The part I'm really wrestling with is you have a lot of well-meaning Christians trying to force Christian symbolism into the story. So, for example, the fact that they have to fight darkness with the light. Also, that the group is called not just to perform, but to protect others. So there's greater purpose behind what they're doing. But here's the thing. Sometimes we try too hard to baptize things that weren't meant to reflect Jesus at all.
Yeah. It's almost like we're so hungry for God in the culture, we end up settling for anything that's vaguely spiritual.
Mm.
But we forget that Satan doesn't mind using the light, as long as it keeps people from the true light. Okay, credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack slaps.
Slaps.
Slaps. The animation, next level.
Really?
It's like Spider-Verse had a K-pop baby with Demon Slayer. The characters are layered and the themes are real.
Yeah.
Real.
I totally get why this film went viral. So like the K-pop, K-drama industry at the moment is like really, really hot. Plus visually, culturally, like they even had Korean words coming into the dialogue. It was originally English.
I noticed.
But they had Korean words. The culture was incredible. And do you even know that the main demon dude, right? The purple light. Do you know that he was voiced by the front man from Squid Game?
No!
Yeah. Plus, on top of that, K-pop idols have been like jumping in with reaction videos,
damn,
with dance covers, with actual song covers. They've even started doing the Soda Pop Challenge.
Yeah.
And Twice did a cover of one of the songs for the credits. And there was even a Twice poster in the actual film.
Once. Even fans are creating realistic versions of the characters and actually comparing them to real-life idols.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yes, culturally, it is loud. It is so loud.
Yeah.
But spiritually, it's kind of muddled.
Yeah.
You see, it's not just about the fact that demons exist and how they're portrayed, but it's about the fact that the film says that you can fight demons with inner strength, performance, and either by yourself or with a team and not actually with God.
And in scripture, demons aren't fought with girl power. Right? They fought with the authority of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone.
We're not saying burn your Netflix account.
Because you can't. It's digital.
That is true. But what we are saying is that don't let your hunger for spirituality trick you into believing that something is faith-friendly when it doesn't actually point people to Jesus.
The enemy doesn't always come to horror films. Mm. Sometimes he comes through pretty colors and catchy songs, numbing us to spiritual compromise.
So as Christians, we're not called to escape culture, but to engage it with truth. This doesn't mean that everything has to be overtly Christian, but it does mean that when we are dealing with media and entertainment, we do it with open eyes and scripture in hand.
So if you're watching K-pop Demon Hunters, enjoy the visuals. Be amazed by the creativity. Mm-hmm. But remember, we don't need to prove God to be relevant.
Yeah.
His truth stands, whether culture acknowledges it or not.
Yeah. So let's stop searching for vague symbolism. And instead, let's be bold enough to create our own stories that carry truth.
Then we could be
free.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.